This hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by PRMI, Primary Residential Mortgage. Lots of news is happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending? The coronavirus.
So we have a lot of COVID news to get to. A lot of changes announced today. And when I say a lot, I literally mean a lot. And I am using the term literally correctly.
Literally, Jason?
Unlike the way I normally use it.
Are you literally going to use the word literally correctly?
I am. It's funny because just a couple weeks ago, we were told that the end of the world was near. That we were in the middle of this fourth wave of COVID cases. Oh my gosh, the hospitals were being overrun with like 600 cases of COVID that were in hospital beds. It didn't make any sense. And we called it out at the time. And lo and behold, about 2 weeks later, Governor Inslee said, oh, we're lifting almost all of the mandates.
Our state will be able to lift the vast majority of restrictions on our business activity on June 30th this year. So on June 30th, a huge number of our restrictions will be removed, the ones that people are familiar with in restaurants and gyms and the like. We are very pleased to be able to announce this. We have more work to do, but this should give us a good path forward in reopening our state.
So no more phases, no more restrictions to 50% occupancy, no more of that nonsense come June 30th. And in fact, he said, maybe even sooner we'll reopen.
And there's a chance that we could reopen our state sooner if we can get 70% of our eligible population over 16 to initiate their vaccinations by then. We know we'd have a long ways to go to get enough people vaccinated to save our state, but this is a huge step forward. It is a new chapter in our fight against COVID. It is a recognition that we are moving to a strategy based on vaccination as opposed to restrictions in our personal behavior.
Oh, thanks. That's so interesting. Now, just to give it some perspective, some context, right now in the state of Washington, we're at 44% fully vaccinated. 44% of the state of Washington, the people who are eligible, have both shots in arms. 57% of those 16 and older have at least one of the shots. Now, we know that a good portion of people are not getting that second shot. That's a little bit of concern. We don't know how much of the recent push has changed those numbers per se, but 57% of getting one shot does indicate a good portion will still get that second shot. That's good news. So getting from 44% to 70% in about a month and a half isn't that difficult, or at least doesn't seem all that difficult, given that vaccine availability is what it is right now. Anyone who wants a vaccine can get one. The problem here is the governor very clearly is embracing vaccine passports. Now, he's saying as a state, he's not going to mandate it. However, he's saying to all the businesses, y'all can. I don't know where he thinks he has the legal right to do so beyond simply looking at the emergency powers that have been granted to him by the state. Now, perhaps that's enough. It's not been challenged yet. But to say that a private business can ask for your medical records to deny you service or grant you service, to me, is suspect, even during a pandemic. Because what about the people who have a religious reason to not get the vaccine? What if you've got someone who their doctor says, no, don't get one? You literally just got over COVID. It's not recommended that you go ahead and get a vaccine yet. You're telling me that if they were to go into a coffee shop, the coffee shop can tell them, no, we're not going to serve you because you don't have a COVID vaccine? What about the person who's got the antibodies in them and they think to themselves, rightly, I have right now way better protection from COVID than I would if I were to get the shot? Why would I get a shot if I already have an immunity? What are the people who have a natural immunity to this thing? It is ludicrous to me for the governor to put it out there like that. Ludicrous to me. But that is very clearly the road we're going down. And I say this as someone who's pro-vaccine, who's been vaccinated. I'm part of that 44% fully vaccinated. Yesterday was my 2-week mark. I gave birth to the triplets.
And your third arm looks great.
Thank you. I'm cutting it off tonight.
Oh.
Instantly losing like 7 pounds.
Haven't said kidding yet.
I'm giving out. I gave away the kids too.
Oh.
That was a side effect of I was pregnant with triplets as a side effect. I'm kidding.
On which part?
The arm.
Oh, okay.
I'm open about getting the vaccine. I'm not giving any paperwork to any business. Sorry. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. That is absurd to me. Would you do that if you were going into, just to say, the Starbucks?
No.
Right?
No.
Now, why? Why would you not do that?
Because I don't need to. It's none of their business.
It's none of their business. It is simply none of your business. You don't get to ask that of me.
Yeah, we're not going to normalize just getting all up in my medical records.
I'm sorry, that is just wrong. How about this? You're asking me that. I'm going to ask you personal questions. I'm going to ask you personal questions. Show me your... How much do you weigh? What's your sugar? Let's do a quick diabetes test. Do you have HIV? Do you have herpes? What's going on? When was the last time you showered? Let's just go into everyone's... I'm not going to do... I'm sorry. No. We're not doing that. I'm not going to allow you to do that. Even though on this radio show every day, I'm open about the fact that I got a vaccine. That is me volunteering that. You're asking me, demanding me give you this information for service? Sorry. No. Why is that okay? But then saying, well, what about the flu vaccine? Why is that not okay? Why is that not okay? The flu passes around. Why is that not okay?
This is unnecessary.
Excuse me, sir. Can you prove that you washed your hands after going to the bathroom? Because I don't want fecal matter all over the place.
Yeah, you're going to have to risk that one.
Take out the black wand, that thing. The
black light?
The black light. I'm not going to normalize that. Sorry, I will not participate in that. And if you're a small business that wants to go ahead and do that, okay, there's going to be a lot of people who will be okay with that. I'm not going to be one of those people. Now, will that put me at a disadvantage, right, as just an individual surrounded by businesses doing that? Yeah, I guess so. I'm not going to participate. I refuse to do that. And there are going to be a lot of people. I think folks will be surprised at how many people say no to that. It's going to be tough. I'll do shopping online, I guess. I do most of my shopping online now anyway.
I just hate the fact, too, that they expect you to carry around the vaccine passport or have it digitally or have it like at hand. It's such a hassle. I'm not doing that.
You know, but the deal is, I don't find that to be a hassle. It's not a hassle. It is an invasion of my privacy.
I find it.
There were people in this state. Do you remember last year we talked about it? We said at the time restaurants were supposed to keep a list of the patrons for contact tracing.
Yes.
Everyone was saying, including the ACLU, no, this is wrong. This is an invasion of privacy. You shouldn't do that. That's one step too far. We're not going to stand for it. And the governor retreated. But now they're saying, oh, a business can require that for service. Not merely keeping data on you, but asking for a medical record. At that point, the only way I would give in is I would go and get a fake one. I'll get your name on it.
Why?
Funny just, if you got my name on it.
Be more creative. Just put one like McLovin.
We could give each other's fake vaccine cards, and we're both vaccinated.
That means I'm going to get spit on. Somebody's going to be like, you're Jason Rance? And then they're going to spit on me, like, and then I'm...
You're Asian?
Yeah. They won't believe it. They're going to be like, I thought you were Jewish this whole time. And I'd be like, there's Asian Jews.
I mean, I guess you seem kind of ethnic on TV. I do sometimes get people like, what are you? I'm like, what do you mean? What's your background? Oh, is that what you mean? What?
The most disrespectful way possible. What are you?
What are you?
Oh, you mean my ethnicity? You mean...
People have literally done that to me. It's like, what are you? What do you mean, what am I? What the hell kind of a question is... What are
That's
you?
None of your business, too. Get out of here. What, you want to see my vaccine passport next?
Yeah, I'll show you my birth certificate. How about that?
I'll carry that around with you.
You can't do that. Well, that I keep around. Ever since the Obama stuff, I've kept that in my back pocket. When we come back, we're going to dive into the CDC guidance that has been updated today. That was also big news. Plus, Ted Cruz's response. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending? National.
So, new guidance has come down from the CDC that I'm assuming the science has suddenly changed as it relates to COVID.
Thanks, Bill Nye.
It's super weird. I mean, I am old enough to remember what happened yesterday, which was Dr. Walensky, Rochelle Walensky, CDC director, was on with Shep Smith on CNBC on that show that no one watches, but I saw it trending on Twitter briefly, because she was explaining why people who are fully vaccinated should still wear a mask indoors while around each other. This was yesterday.
She said that yesterday?
She said that yesterday.
Like 24 hours?
Yesterday morning, President Biden, with VP Harris, with Speaker Pelosi, and a few other people, all fully vaccinated in the Oval Office, wearing masks. 2 days ago, you had John Kerry in a committee hearing with other members of the Senate, or maybe it was the House, can't remember, all had masks on. They were fully separated. It was more than 6 feet. It makes no sense. But they told us, including Joe Biden just a few days ago, when a reporter said, why are you wearing a mask right now? Well, we're all masks. I'm doing this because I'm protecting you. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm doing this because, and then I gave an answer that didn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. If you are vaccinated, you will not get COVID. It's very difficult to get COVID. Can you get COVID? Yes, you can get COVID. But it is very, very, very difficult to get COVID. And those who do, the so-called breakthrough cases, which do happen but are incredibly rare, the effects are very, very, very mild. Very mild. For the vast majority of people, a perk to getting the vaccine is so you do not have to live life as if you didn't get that vaccine. And so today, suddenly, out of nowhere, we were told, hey, guess what? We're changing the rules.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
What was the first thing I did when I heard this news?
You coughed on me.
Coughed right in Peyton's face.
We didn't even do that before the pandemic. You're just rubbing it in now.
I coughed right in his dumb face. Did you catch anything?
I mean, I haven't got tested yet. I should probably
catch anything. When did you get your second shot?
Like 10 days ago.
Okay,
I'm not in the clear yet.
Oh, shut up. You're fine. Coughed right in his stupid face. There's minimal risk, folks. Just stop.
We know that in the rare event that people get infected after a vaccine, the resulting infection is more likely to have a lower viral load, be shorter in duration, and likely less risky of transmission to others.
Okay. Any of this new?
No.
Any of this?
No.
Any of what she said?
Nope.
Okay. Is it new in the last week?
No.
Month?
No.
Yeah. Few months? No. No. No! Why did they wait this long? Particularly on the outside guidance. And by the way, still haven't heard anything about just simply updating the mask guidance for the kids. No apology, no saying, hey, parents, sorry for freaking everybody out and telling kids to wear a mask while outside playing in a park or at summer camp.
Well, all these guidances, we're reopening everything right when we go back into summer.
It is remarkable how bad they are at communication. Now, it is possible, and I think that maybe this is even likely. Before the pandemic, when was the last time you paid attention to anything coming out of the CDC? Never, right?
Never.
right? We never went to the CDC. We never looked at a press release from the CDC. We never paid attention to, we didn't even know who the director was. You had no clue who the CDC director was at any given moment prior to the pandemic. Normal people, your average person. I imagine that because they're a bureaucracy and they're responsible for guidance on a whole host of things that impact hundreds of millions of people, I imagine they normally go really, really slow. Their pace is normally slow. And normally that's okay because, generally speaking, we're not creating policy on what it is they do. They're there, kind of working in the background. Lawmakers, they're the ones paying attention, but there's not that much of an urgency to react to what they put out there, generally speaking. Maybe internally, there's some sense of urgency, but externally, there's not, because none of us are paying attention. And then, bam, all of a sudden, we've got a pandemic. And then things start to change. Because when there's a pandemic, we start to take this seriously, as we should. We're supposed to. COVID is serious. COVID is serious. People who got COVID before any of the therapies, before the vaccine, it killed people. It still is killing people. It is serious. All of a sudden, the context shifts. All of a sudden, that bureaucracy has an impact on all of us. The slowness that they work at, that rate, is being used to create policy that doesn't make sense. And it took virtually an entire country to rip into them and hit critical mass before they finally said, okay, I guess we have to move. I guess we have to act. Senator Cruz was on Fox News right after this announcement was made.
It's about damn time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it.
There is no strategy. Whether it's coming from the CDC on communication or from Inslee on anything, it is the equivalent of looking into a magic eight ball. Should I change guidance? Too soon to know. Next day, should I change guidance? No. Every single day, they're just looking at it and they're trying to figure it out. It's almost like the strategy is they wait until everyone complains, then they give it an extra month on top of that of more complaining, which makes things worse, of course, which creates more distrust, and then finally they act. It is insane, and I can't help but wonder, like Ted Cruz does, how much politics is at play here?
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been playing politics with COVID-19, and they've been playing politics by keeping schools shut down. The science is absolutely clear. Kids should be in school in person today. The science is unequivocal on that. But they also were playing politics on masks, that it never made any sense once you were vaccinated to wear a mask. And unfortunately, Biden and Harris and the administration kept saying, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask, even if you're vaccinated. That discouraged a lot of people from getting the vaccine. So I think the message people ought to hear is get the vaccine, stop the spread of the disease. It ought to be voluntary, but you should be encouraged to get the vaccine. And one of the great virtues, when you get the vaccine, you can take the damn mask off and return to regular life.
He's 100% correct.
Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Rant Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, look at that. 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. That means it's time for the Big Local. Brought to you by Alpine Specialty Cleaning at alpineclean.com. The way this segment works is actually pretty simple. The media is hyper-focused on Seattle. We don't like that. We would prefer to be hyper-focused on the communities you live in and care about most. And so we ignore the city of Seattle and spend all of our time on you. I want to briefly talk just more generally about King County in light of the announcement by Governor Inslee that we are going to reopen the state on June 30th, which, to be clear, is good news. I hope we open it sooner. I hope we open it tomorrow. I wish we opened it yesterday. However, I find it curious that we were this close to reverting back into phase number two in King County, and yet we're now told that the COVID numbers dropped 20% in 1 week. How is that not a sign of bad math going into that original calculation?
With respect to our outbreak, our most recent data suggests we are slowly turning the corner.
So that's Dr. Jeff Duchin. He is the Seattle King County Public Health Director. He says hospitalization rates, those have also dropped 27%. How's that possible? We were literally told we were in the fourth wave. Hospitalization rates were crazy high. We were this close to reverting back. Things were bad. Things were bad. And yet all of a sudden, everything's fine. Poof. Where did it go? Did they make a mistake and they're just not acknowledging it? Or was it something more nefarious? Now, I generally don't think there was anything nefarious. I generally think incompetence. When it comes to politicians, 97% of the time, when something doesn't make sense, or when something is even a little bit suspicious, 97% of the time, it will have been due to incompetence. 3% nefarious. Because there are politicians who are, there's power involved, right? There are corrupt politicians, there's no doubt about it. Sometimes they do things for bad reasons. But I'm willing to give benefit of the doubt to just sheer and utter incompetence. Is this incompetence, or did they push a bunch of fear-mongering to get more people vaccinated? I'm starting to think they did it to get people vaccinated. Now, they might think that that's not nefarious, right? That their hearts were in the right place because, and I agree with this part, it's important to get vaccinated. Vaccines are good for you. This one is as well. For the vast majority of people, not everyone, but for most people. I don't buy into any of the anti-vax nonsense. I don't want them to be mandated. I want you to get a vaccine in consultation with your doctor. It's on you. It's up to you. But I think that they overstated the threat to put pressure on people. That's wrong. I don't care if it was with good intention. It's still wrong. And that makes it nefarious. Slightly more than half, again, just to give you some context, of King County residents now are fully vaccinated, 52%. Kitsap County rates are dropping. That's good. 41% of Kitsap County are fully vaccinated. So we're headed in the right direction. Next, as of yesterday, the National Lentil Festival has been canceled in Pullman. No, what? A bunch of future Huskies, I think.
Well, I mean, we are in the city that we're not supposed to talk about during the Big Local.
The Chamber of Commerce in Pullman said that they were trying to organize this thing, but because they didn't know where the state was headed, they decided to go into smaller events rather than the normal festival in August. Now, the way that they pitched this was to welcome Wazoo students back to campus. I don't know if that's really how the Lentil Festival is used, right?
I mean,
still lentils.
It's a huge draw, is those lentils for those Wazoo students.
Like, it's lentils. Nothing against lentils.
It sounds like you got something against lentils.
Lentils are lentils. It's not beer. If this was a beer festival, if this was Oktoberfest, I know it's August, but you know, if it was Oktoberfest, okay.
That's what August could use as an Oktoberfest.
Right? It's just lentils. So slow your roll a little bit. I feel so bad for them. I'm assuming, though, that they made the announcement yesterday. I'm hopeful that the person out there, I'll be generous, the 12 people out there who had planned already to go to the Lentil Festival and had booked all their travel, right?
All four rooms?
Yes. Seven rooms. Didn't cancel yesterday. Because this is enough time for the Lentil people to be all like, no, The Lentil Show will go on, right?
Do you think people travel for the Lentil Festival?
I went to their website, and they have a whole bunch of stuff there.
But you don't think it's just like the local people go to the Lentil Festival?
No, I mean, they made it clear that people were traveling to the Lentil Festival. I'm assuming there are Lentil people. Yeah.
That blows me away.
People travel for all sorts of things. I'm assuming there's like a Lentil file somewhere. That's what I'm assuming, right? Don't they call them that? Lentil files?
I've never heard of Lentil file, but I sure they could be Lentil files.
Well, nerds travel to Comic-Con. Why wouldn't a Lentil person travel to Lentil-Con? What is it called? The Lentil?
Lentil Festival?
Festival. They need a better name.
Marketing rants. Get on it. You need a marketing personality. Salesman rants?
I like Lentil Con. Why not that?
Lentil Con seems good.
You want to know how to get people to go to Lentil Festival, whatever it is? Here's what you call the Lentil Festival. Oktoberfest.
I like that. That's
right? I think that's a good idea.
Everything gets improved when you make it Oktoberfest.
Just call it Oktoberfest. Oh my gosh, that's going to be so great. What do you get at Oktoberfest? Lentils. But also beer and sausage. No, lentils. Why is it called Oktoberfest? To get people to come over.
Yeah, it's a good draw.
Yeah, we're just conning people. When I saw Lentil Festival, because I'm not actually all that familiar with the Lentil Festival. Are you?
No, not at all.
At all. And I thought that maybe, because I wasn't born here, but I've been here for a very long time. I thought that maybe I just missed out on something. And then I read the story, and like, it welcomes back Wazoo students. So I'm like, is this a Wazoo thing? And then I was like, I don't think that's right. Is this just marketing? And then the more I read into it, I'm like, no, I just don't think, I think they're just lying to me.
I think it's just a bad festival.
Is this a thing? Is the Lentil Festival a thing? 1-800-465-8770. Is the Lentil Festival an actual thing?
Do you think any of our listeners have ever been to the Lentil Festival?
Well, the Tulip Festival, right?
Yes.
I know of that.
Yes.
I have zero interest in tulips. I would never go to the Tulip Festival. I wish them all the best. I hope they sell all the tulips in the world. I've heard of that. I've never heard of the Lentil Festival. I don't spend time in Pullman, so maybe that's... But I don't spend time in Skag Valley, but I've heard... So I'm just kind of on the fence on this one.
You know, after hearing you say both of those now, I think that they need to just drop the festival and just stick to fest. It needs to be Tulip
Lentil Fest.
Lentil Fest. Because then it sounds like Ozfest, and it just sounds great. It's a good time.
Even with Lentil?
Yeah, Lentil Fest? That sounds like a place that rocks, at least. Maybe they got good music.
How much can you do with... They don't. I looked up the concert. How much can you do with lentils?
I don't know, honestly. How many different...
soup.
I mean, like, do they have different, like, booths? Like, hey,
How many different kinds of lentil is, like, preparations?
Maybe there's a massive lentil like a community that we are just ignorant to.
That's what I'm saying. There's lentil people out there who go out, like they travel from Wenatchee.
old trek from Wenatchee.
And they come in from Yakima for the lentils. And then
Brewster.
You make that one person. Where'd you come from? Colfax. Like, okay. And then there's that one dude who looks miserable and he says, my wife made me come from Kenmore. And that's the furthest that you'll find someone, maybe.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Did you see the Kenmore guy over there?
It's like, oh, my God.
Don't lose him in the crowd. There's only 12 of us.
And then finally, the city of Kent was considering the banning of roosters because people kept complaining that they made too much noise. Which roosters are incredibly, incredibly annoying. So the city council met earlier this week, but they decided that it wanted more information before they made a decision. City workers claim that the ban would be difficult to enforce, according to the Kent Reporter. But obviously, that's not true. It actually seems really, really easy to enforce. That's how you enforce it. So if it does end up getting approved at a later date, owners would have 30 days to get rid of their roosters. Or are there such a thing as feral roosters?
Are you suggesting that our listeners or anybody in the city of Kent
City workers do it.
You want city workers to go farm to farm, property to property, and shoot something on your property?
Well, not something. One specific thing.
You think that's the answer?
I was inspired by Where was it? Where was the story of the crows getting shot?
Oh, up north.
Lake Stevens?
Maybe it was Lake Stevens.
I can't remember. We did that last week. Wherever that was. I got inspired by it.
Wow, that story really touched you, didn't it?
I mean, the sociopath inside me, it did. I'm sympathetic to this. What do you have roosters on your property for?
Roosters lay eggs or no?
But it's in Kent.
You never have to buy eggs again with like one rooster.
How many eggs could they possibly
Jason, they pop out a ton of eggs.
Do they?
Yes.
How do you... Shut up! You just asked if they lay eggs, dummy!
I know people who have roosters and they're like, hey, anytime you want eggs, I have 10,000. Please come get an egg. And I'm like, cool, I'll take 18. And then they're like, are you sure you don't want like 74? Because they have like 30,000 eggs.
Okay, yeah, we got it. Yeah, 30,000.
A lot of eggs.
Do what I do to bad producers. I take them out back. End it all.
Jeez. I'm vaccinated. I'm a superhero, so that won't affect me.
1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text message. You're listening to the Jason Rancho. Welcome back to the Jason Rance Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter if you would like. Twitter.com/Jason Rance. I do have my DMs open, so every once in a while I will get fun direct messages from crazy people. And usually I get messages like this, but only from progressives. How are you gay and conservative? LMAO. Don't they hate gays or anyway? And then just immediately blocks me. I have no clue who these people are, but they're lunatics. And you could be one of my lunatic followers if you'd like. Text the keyword RANTS, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770, and I'll send you a link. Or just go directly to twitter.com/JasonRants. American Idol finalist Caleb Kennedy quit or was booted, probably booted, from the show after a video of him sitting next to someone wearing what certainly looks like a KKK-style hood resurfaced online. And what I find interesting about this mostly is that he is being treated more harshly than the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. This kid is being treated, and I say kid, he's 16 years old. This photo or video was from when he was 12. And in it, it looks like it was either a Snapchat video or an Instagram. I can't tell. I think it was a Snapchat. He was seated next to someone. The video pans to his side, and it's another presumably 12 or 13-year-old, I guess, with a hood over his head and the eyes cut out. It looks like a KKK hat or a hood. And according to his mother, Anita, she said it's not actually someone in a hood. They were doing an imitation of the movie The Strangers Pray at Night, where someone wears a hood over his head. I'd not seen this movie before, so I went and I looked at the trailer. Not the best imitation of what I see in the trailer. Granted, I haven't seen the movie. It's certainly possible that at some point there's something that better resembles a KKK hood. And it's also possible that this is a 12-year-old who, let's be clear, as a 16-year-old a few years ago, probably doesn't have the same frame of reference for what a KKK member might look like. This is a much different time, not to give him too much of a pass, but I actually tend to believe that this kid probably wasn't trying to be a KKK member or make that kind of a joke. Doesn't matter. It certainly looks bad. So he's off the show. He posted I don't know why they do this. It's actually kind of annoying. He wrote a note on an app and then took a screenshot of the note and posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, everyone does that. I hate that.
Why not just write the note in the Instagram post or post the note on Twitter?
I don't get it. It's stupid.
He said, hey, y'all. I'm assuming he's from the South.
I mean, he said y'all. That's a clear indicator.
He's probably from, watch him be from like Southern California.
Hey, y'all.
I'm from Palmdale. Hey, y'all. This is going to be a bit of a surprise, but I am no longer going to be on American Idol. There was a video that surfaced on the internet, and it displayed actions that were not meant to be taken in that way. I was younger and did not think about the actions, but that's not an excuse. So that, to me, doesn't really jive too much with the movie reference that his mother is making, but it also could. I don't know. Because he's still 16. So I'm not entirely sure I know how to take this. Let us assume it was KKK related and it was a joke. Because obviously he didn't do anything other than, I can't remember, it just said bow on it. I don't know what that meant.
Like maybe like bow to him or something. I don't know.
Let's assume it was a joke. I think it's safe to say it wasn't intended to be a hate crime, right?
I mean,
there was no context in the video that made it seem like I am trying to threaten individuals with my association with the KKK. None of that was in the video. He's 12 years old.
Yeah, I've seen a lot worse things on Twitter.
What are you watching on Twitter? And
oh,
Snapchat?
You know Twitter's the worst place in the world.
He was on Snapchat, not Twitter. You went to Twitter. The mother said, I hate that this has happened and how Caleb is being portrayed by people online. This video was taken after Caleb had watched the movie The Strangers Pray at Night, and they were imitating those characters. It had nothing to do with the Ku Klux Klan, but I know that's how it looks. Caleb doesn't have a racist bone in his body. It had it been removed when he was 13, so it's no longer there. I promise. No, they didn't say. He loves everyone and has friends of all races. Don't put that quote at the end. He can't
yeah,
be racist. He knows a black person.
Yeah, that's
never
so
include
bad.
That. Can't be racist. He had a black girlfriend. Don't ever put that if that's your instinct. Even when you're not a racist, just don't do that.
I don't get how people don't realize like that's the worst thing you could possibly say.
I know. I say all the time, I can't be racist. My producer is Asian. And they say, no, he's not.
He's Latino.
He's Latino. Why would a person of color produce your show? He must be self-loathing. And then they end up hating him.
Everyone does.
That's the only reason I still use that line. 1-800-465-8770. All new Jason Rancho 5 o'clock edition coming up.